Man is the only species that is a mass murderer, the only misfit in his own society. There is hardly a destructive act of human imagination can think of that has not been acted out again and again. Only man seems to take pleasure in destroying life without any reason or purpose other than that of destroying. To put it more generally, only man appears to be destructive beyond the aim of defense or of attaining what he needs. Is a nightmare spectacular. Creation is a nightmare spectacular. And then when we actually look into the pages of the Bible, this so-called holy book, we find nothing but destruction and chaos and contradiction. Man differs from the animal by the fact that he is a killer. He, the only primate that kills and tortures members of his own species without any reason, either biological or economic, and who feels satisfaction in doing so. It is this biologically non-adaptive and non-phylogenetically programmed malignant aggression that constitutes the real problem and the danger to man's existence as a species. Institutions of religion and science have been the worst purveyors of evil that this planet has ever had to endure. After centuries of prevarication and criminality, we can no longer afford to look to these edifices to answer the all-important. Fined and imprisoned. What has been the effect of this coercion? To make one half of the world fools and the other half hypocrites, to support roguery and error all over the earth. I have examined all the known superstitions of the world, and I do not find in our particular superstition of Christianity one redeeming feature. They are all alike founded on fables and mythology. Converted the simple teachings of Jesus into an engine for enslaving the world, and adulterated by artificial constructions into a contrivance to filch wealth and power to themselves, these clergy, in fact, constitute the real Antichrist. They have deemed it necessary to desecrate our planet, subordinate indigenous peoples, suppress women, massacre their enemies, sequester knowledge, and maintain a status quo in which which the ordinary individual is economically and spiritually enslaved, reduced to being a pawn in a disposable and chronically disempowered underclass.